Kenobi ambled down the passage toward her. I was looking for Anakin. He stood you up, then. Consider me on the rebound when it comes to killing Jedi. She held one glowing red blade vertically in front of her face. You'll do. She turned and sprinted into a side passage that led to an older part of the site, a different style of construction where the ceilings were flat and supported by columns, rather than the spacious vaulted rooms of more recent architecture. The chamber she found herself in was a stone forest, filled with precise ranks of granite columns that glittered in the low light, less room to maneuver, but plenty of cover from saber strikes and opportunity for feints. For him too, remember that. Ventress slid behind a column and waited, lightsabers shut down. For a while, she thought he might have resisted the lure, or that he really was on other business, somehow unaware of Skywalker's whereabouts and searching for him. But she heard his footsteps coming closer. If he missed the entrance to the chamber, she'd have to guide him. But he didn't. She could hear the rustle of his robes coming closer. Ventress, there's no point hiding from me. She stayed silent and turned her head slowly to pinpoint the sound. Footsteps and the occasional zzzm of his lightsaber. He was either swinging the blade or spinning around to check behind him. Kenobi was easy to sense in the Force anyway. Ventress, we have Jabba's son. It's Ova. His voice was closer. He could sense her in the Force too, of course.
Come and get me, braggart.
Ventress. He talked too much. Maybe he liked the drama or used it to work himself up for a fight. Ventress. The tone as soothing, like calling a pet to come for feeding. Ventress. She sprang from behind the column, thumbing both lightsabers into life and swung one into him. The blades clashed, red on blue. For a split second, she saw the look of surprise illuminated on his face. He parried, but she brought the other saber swinging in an arc, and then they were locked in combat. Ventress used both sabers simultaneously in a scissor action to drive him back and force him against a wall or column. But each time, Kenobi managed to ram his weapon between her blades. He spun away behind a column. She heard him panting. They both needed a few seconds to draw breath. You'll have to do better than that, he said.
And you'll have to learn to keep your mouth shut.
She leapt around the column from the other side. Her blade missed his head by a fraction as he ducked and sent a cloud of dust sparkling from the stone. Kenobi raced away. She pursued.
He's not invincible. He couldn't take Fett. But he's not trying this time.
Ventress wouldn't trust Kenobi as far as she could spit. She stalked him, and this time it was his turn to leap out at her and strike. He drove her back against a wall, but she used it as a springboard to force push him back before hacking at him with all the raw strength she could muster. It wasn't hard to summon up. She simply saw Narek and wanted to destroy the whole world in vengeance. Kenobi's lightsaber spun in the air. For a second, she thought it was a trick, but she'd knocked it from his hand. Her blade was at his throat in a heartbeat. Kenobi looked up at her, chest rising and falling as he caught his breath.
Okay, Ventress. Are you going to gloat and give me a speech on the futility of my mission? No, she said. I'm just going to kill you.
Then he threw her backward with a force push. She hit a column hard enough to hear something crack and staggered to her feet. Kenobi summoned his lightsaber back to his hand with a grin. She was going to have to wipe that smirk off his smug Jedi face the hard way.